This is a story about dogs, but you won't hear any barking. In fact, these dogs are quietly sitting or even napping in a military culture class at Waverly's Wartburg College. Professor Susan Vallum uses the class to teach her social work students about the various branches of service. But this year, there's an added bonus. She's teamed with a professional dog trainer in the hope that the discipline and patience needed to graduate will transfer between the students and their canine companions.
When I was putting this class together about a year ago, I was looking for some kind of military-related service project so the students would be active as well as just, you know, learning in the classroom.
So each Tuesday and Thursday, Scott Dewey brings seven dogs from his kennel to campus to learn socialization and trust. Dewey has created the nonprofit organization Retrieving Freedom. He explains why these young people with no prior dog handling experience are actually the best fit.
That's why this works, because you can train these dogs and train these dogs, but the ultimate goal is who they go with. And the more personalities and the more people that they can stand next to and perform the tasks and duties they need to do, the more ready they are to go with their final recipient, whether it be a veteran or whether it be a child with autism.
One of those recipients is Army veteran Chad Johnson of Shell Rock, who's also in class today. Johnson served three tours of duty with the National Guard and tells me that his dog, Copper, has changed his life.
I have high levels of anxiety due to combat stress, and he has helped me for where I'm off medication now for antidepressants, and also where I'm able to go out to public areas and feel more comfortable, more at ease to sleep at night now.
Johnson is helping to offset the cost of his dog by paying it forward, so to speak. He's here to offer tips to the students as they take their dogs through the paces. Kirsty McDonald is working with a rust-colored golden retriever named Zeke.
We're trying to get him to nudge. When we say nudge, because he will most likely end up with a girl who has Tourette's. But different dogs are working on different tasks. Some of them are trying to learn to just not eat treats off the ground. It's a lot of fun, but it is sometimes a little trying because they don't always like to listen.
Eventually, the dogs will spend all day on campus. After 8 months to 2 years of instruction, they'll be relocated to a new home. So far, Retrieving Freedom has placed 15 dogs, mostly to veterans, but some to children who have special needs. Scott Dewey says it's rewarding to witness the process from puppy to adult and to know that his animals will help heal wounds, both visible and hidden. But as satisfying as all this is, getting them ready for prime time is expensive. He estimates the cost to be as much as $10,000 each when you include food, veterinary bills, and training.
Because it's a constant battle of making sure you've got enough to operate next year, you know, so it doesn't go under. At some point, I think we'll be past that level, but right now that's where we're at.
Dewey says the organization is attempting to generate enough money to build a larger facility that will enable those who are matched with the dogs to spend time with them before they become part of their new family. In Waverly, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.